us online at funtimeband.com.
Invite your family and friends, and don't miss out on this great polka celebration.
Let's check in with Farm Director Joe Gill once again at the Beat at Albany School.
Brad Milkey, thank you very much here on Chasm Radio 1150 on your AM radio dial. And yeah, we are getting just a few moments away from getting today's official ribbon cutting underway here at Albany High School. And just like things in Washington, D.C. that come together in 5 or 7 minutes, this whole facility filled up here in about seven minutes.
We pretty much fill the room when we're here, Joe. But yeah, I think it did. All behind us is completely full of students from the high school here. And in front of us, we have a second grade class, I know, and then some other FFA members right in front of us, some administrators, some people from the community. The stage is absolutely packed with some different administrators, people I recognize from the strategic plan, just everybody that made this possible, Joe.
Yeah, for folks who can't see it, I'd say roughly 40 to 50 people possibly on stage.
Yeah, yep.
All took some sort of responsibility and part in making this whole thing happen
and
along
with
our community.
Correct. And right on the left, I see our principals from the elementaries, from the high school, middle school as well. I see different school board members, different community leaders and owners of businesses in the community. I see student representatives, teachers. It's everybody that's made it possible.
And I think we are just ready to roll here as Superintendent Greg Johnson is going to take the stand at the podium and we'll join today's ribbon cutting here on Chasm Radio.
I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Not to cause too much chaos.
I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
And Mr. Johnson will get his comments as playing some intro music here to get things started here on Chasm Radio. And folks filing in here at the Beat Center, Blattner Energy Arts Theater here on the campus, you can say, of Albany High School. Students from the elementary, junior high, senior high, got all the faculty and others here. And they will be talking to folks who all kind of were involved in this project in some manner here at Albany High School here on Chasm Radio. As we'll step on the toes a bit of Randy and Kirby and your On the Ball program. And Travis, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, they're going to fill up, I think, all 800 seats, I think, in the building here.
Well, they're starting to move some people down into the front section here. Joe, you and I are right in between the back and the front. Kind of right smack dab in the middle. We get the best seats in the house. I want to say, speakers are right above us. We can see everything perfectly fine right over the heads of all the people in front of us.
I know they're telling me, who was it this morning?
Dean.
Was it, Dean Mitchell, table that you couldn't find a table manufactured to fit in where
no.
we are more better. And he was telling about how there's three different size of seats here in a theater and how they naturally stagger themselves so you don't have a cranium in front of your vision when you're looking at the stage.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, it's working.
Yeah, it is.
The only heads that could block something would be your and mine.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, three different size seats and they all kind of vary, but you couldn't tell as you look around here at the theater. So I mentioned Mr. Johnson taking the podium. Superintendent Greg Johnson looks like he's stepping his way once again to the podium here at Albany High School, as we'll carry today's programming. I know we got a little music going on in the background here. We'll see if they can shimmy that up as Mr. Johnson will be joining us. While the music is going on, they have a slideshow as well here in a theater, going through the building project from when it started to completion to, I mean, everything from that first shovel in the ground to some of the final photos here at the high school. As Greg Johnson taking the stage, in the podium. We'll get his audio lined up here shortly and get today's program underway here on Chasm Radio. So wait for Mr. Johnson.
We're all new.
There we go. Mr. Johnson. Greg Johnson, Albany High School Superintendent.
Break in the theater, and it's worked out extremely well. Thought before we open up this weekend officially for some concerts, we'd like to do an official ribbon cutting. Today's ceremony is an opportunity to celebrate and say thank you for the remarkable journey our school district has been on the past 32 months. This journey began, and I think many of our students can remember, back with our referendum when Albany area schools and our cities in Albany, Avon, St. Martin, Farming, and St. Anthony came together and voted yes to 11th, 2015. We all saw the transformation take place with the removal of the walking bridge. If you can remember those days, that seemed like a long time ago. We had major excavation take place on this campus, new added at Albany Elementary, and a complete facelift of the current middle school and high school. Before we get too far into our program, I would like to invite Sophia Waletzko, class of 2020, to come forward and lead us in the national anthem. Please rise and remove your caps.
Where's the foot? Or is it on the back?
Right.
Oh, saying, can you see by the dawn's early light when so proudly we hailed and the twilight's last gleaming whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang glare. The moms bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
You were amazing.
Thank you, Sophia. That was beautiful. I was almost ready to hear Mr. Omdahl say, let's play ball. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Our guests here on the stage, all of you in our audience, community members, our students, our teachers and staff. I'm very happy that you're able to be with us on really a momentous day in the history of Albany area schools. This morning, I pulled out my old high school calculator. Some of the paint was chipped off the abacus as I slid the beads, and I eventually discovered that this is my 40th year in education, and when you've been in any field for that long, you learn a lot of new things and you unlearn some things. And one of the truths that gets clearer to me every year as a teacher, as an educator, is that your school system is only as strong as the community in which it resides. And we are richly blessed to live in a community where so many good people have put their shoulder to the wheel to support teaching and learning and more importantly, to support the beautiful dreams of our children. This theater, all the new classrooms, Kate Edition, the new science rooms, the beautiful community center, all of these are physical evidence of people's commitment toward your future. Mr. Omdahl and I, when we were talking, when we were helping move all the equipment into the fitness center, I stepped out and there were two of our young men looking down into the back first time, and they were staring in wonder. And they didn't see me walk by behind them, but the one young man turned to his friend, he put his hand on his shoulder, and he said, "What did we ever do to deserve this?" And just about got emotional then and just about doing it again now. You young people deserve everything that you dream of. And we just want these new facilities to be a place that launches the rest of your life. And so thank you, everyone, everyone here on stage, everyone in the audience. Thank you on behalf of Albany Area Schools for all that you have done. Thank
you. Steve Stromey speaking here to those in attendance at the Albany High School ribbon cutting. Greg Johnson back behind the podium.
Thank you, Mr. Stromey. The people on stage with us today all played an important role in making this dream come true for all of us. They devoted their time, their resources, their support to get us here today. You will see the names of many of their businesses around our school. Others have been or are currently in leadership positions within our schools and community. And I think it's important to take a few minutes to welcome and recognize the folks that are here today. I'd like to start with our school board members, and maybe we can hold the applause at the end of each group. If our seven current school board members could stand, and when I say your name, give a wave. These, first and foremost, I know these folks behind me are extremely modest, would much rather be sitting down there with you, but we convinced them to come up here today. So board members, if you could please stand. We have actually, just in case his cell phone goes off in the back corner, we have Albany Chief of Police, Ozzie Carbajal in the back. We have Patricia Gersh, Scott Hansen, Matt Kreitzer, Jennifer McLaughlin, Ron Paulson, and Chair of the School Board, Don Winkles. Thank you. Although these two gentlemen are no longer members of the school board, they played an integral part in getting us here today and getting the support of our community and the plans in place for our new facilities. And they are former school board members, Dean Dirkus and Will Seiler, if you could please stand. We have some administrators on stage with us, current administrators, Albany Elementary School Principal Ann Schultz and Middle School Principal Paul Conrad. You could please stand. And Glenn, that I'm sure are sick of the number of questions that I ask them on a regular basis, former superintendents John Trittabaugh and Steve Dooley. I would like to point out we have some special guests all the way over from Albany Elementary, Mrs. Navratal's class in second grade. They actually, their room is in the new addition at Albany Elementary. Give a wave. There they are. We'd like to welcome the leaders within our area cities. The mayor of St. Martin, James Rothstein, mayor from the city of Albany, John Grutch, Avon City Administrator Jody Austin Trout, Mayor of Albany, Dr. Darren Gersh, and City Administrator of Albany, Tom Schneider. I don't have eyes in the back of my head, but did they stand? All right. Those names just read, please stand. There we go. Thank you. With us today are a few people who played major roles in the design and construction of our facilities. Please welcome architect Bob Rigo from ARY Architects. Ryan Breitbach and Adam Breitbach from Breitbach Construction. And last but not least, Dean Mitchell, Director of Buildings and Grounds. Our school district has always received outstanding support from our local businesses. These five businesses with us today took business support to the next level and invested over $6 million in our building project. An incredible thing to this day that still gives me goosebumps when I think about it. I'd like to start by recognizing from Central Minnesota Credit Union and sponsors of our school district concession stand, CEO Rick Odenthal, Vice President Bob Gerrits, and COO Ed Ricks. From Wells Concrete and sponsors of our Career Ag and Tech Ed Center, Dan Juntnan, President and CEO, was unable to make it. With us today is Vice President Ryan Garden and Project Manager Scott Andreessen. Thanks, guys. From Albany Mutual Telephone Company and sponsors of our Learning Commons, Director of Sales and Marketing, Lindsay Clancy, Plant Operations Manager, Randy Klassen, and Office Engineer, Lisa Gretsch. From Stearns Bank and sponsors of our cafeteria, and Derek Meyer. And from Blattner Energy and sponsors of the Blattner Energy Community Center and Blattner Energy Arts Theater, otherwise known as the Beck and the Beat, John Blattner, David Blattner, Tom Blattner, Bill Blattner, and his wife Donna.
For the rest of our ceremony here today, we have invited several people, key people in our community and our school, share their thoughts about the project and what it means going forward. So first of all, I'd like to introduce to you the principal of Albany Area High School, Mr. Tim Wiege.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to this long-awaited opportunity to sit in the Blattner Energy Arts Theater. I know as the project was going on, every Sunday morning my wife and I would take that little stroll after church to come over and see how the project was coming, and I gotta say, every time it came through, it was exciting. And it still is. This is amazing. You know, when we started this year, we started with the sixth grade wing open and the Kate area open, and it was great, that opportunity to see those new things, and it felt like Christmas. Then we got into October and the Learning Commons opened and the office area opened, and it felt like Christmas all over again. Christmas happened again in November when we opened up the science wing, and then again in January when we opened up the Beck, and now it seems like it's Christmas all over again. There's been a lot of changes this year, and I know as we went through the year and last year, a lot of students had to be, you know, put out or be patient. I know for a while there we were meeting monthly just to figure out where you would go if there was a fire drill. And it seems like a long time ago, but I want to thank all the students for your flexibility and patience throughout this entire project. It's been fun. You know, when I look at what we have in front of us and the opportunities that are forward, I just hope that our students will look at this as an opportunity to give back to our community. There's a lot of people up here in the community who put their faith in our school. And now you as students have a chance to take that forward. I've seen some amazing things already happening this year. Cole Ritter's tractor, amazing. I couldn't even start to do something. Like the fact that we had a spring that wasn't one day after school, when I'm walking around the Beck in the gym, I'm watching the golf team practice, the softball team, the golf ball team hitting into a driving range net. On the other side of that net, the softball team doing hitting. On the other side of the big curtain, baseball was doing infield, going to the gym. There's two more pitching mounds going, and the track team practicing hurdles on the other side. Something that we would only have dreamed of in the past, but now it was the perfect spring to have that facility and that ability to do that. I am here early in the morning, and at 6:30 in the morning, it's a little nerve-wracking to the building shake as people are in the fitness center lifting weights. I can't imagine how much weights you're lifting if I'm shaking in my office, but it's just another opportunity for us to be able to take the skills we have and move them forward. So I guess what I want to say is the challenge has been laid out in front of us by our community. They support us. They believe in us. And now, as a school, I believe we're ready to take the next step and show them our creativity and innovative ideas to take education to the next level. Thank you to the community for allowing us to have this opportunity. And thank you for the students for the work you're going to do to make us proud.
Thank you, Mr. Wiggy. Now to warmly welcome our next speaker, the Mayor of Albany, Dr. Darren Gersh.
I will keep this short so it's under 20 minutes. About 24 years ago, my wife Patty and I were looking for a place to settle down. I'd finished my residency program. At that time, we had a one-year-old son. We looked at many communities, but in the end, we ended up in Albany. Part of the reason we ended up in Albany is at that time, we felt that it had a very forward-thinking school board, forward-thinking community when it came to education. We weren't disappointed in that our three children have received excellent education here at Albany. Now, as mayor of Albany, I'm keenly aware of how the school district and school plays a role in the community. If you have a good school district will bring in young families. Young families will bring in growth. Growth makes a bigger tax base. Tax base means less taxes, and less taxes means more business and further growth. So without a school system, a community will not grow. And I'm very proud and very happy to see this new facility being built, because I think that's only going to help Albany and the surrounding communities grow within the future. I'd like to say thank you to the school board, the administration, for their forward thinking, not only for the Beat and the Beck, but also for the security, the tech ed section, and all the other sections within the school. I think this will be a wonderful addition for the future, and I look forward to seeing grandkids come here. Thank you very much.
Mayor Dr. Darren Gersh speaking at the ribbon cutting here at Albany High School. Mr. Steve Stromey, you once again at the podium.
Thank you, Mayor Gersh. Our next speaker, many of you students know, of course, is our high school junior member of the Albany Area Schools Class of 2019, Claire Lamb.
This theater will become much more than a place for people to use. The BEAT will hold the future talents of us here and that of students to come. After seeing the musical Pirates here in the BEAT on Tuesday, is that those fourth and fifth graders will never have to experience the little theater like we all had. Community members, staff, and students alike. They will never have to know what it was like overflow audience at a middle school choir concert where parents have their kids sit on the floor. They will never have to worry about finding space to prepare for a performance. Up until now, every year for every show, we ask teachers in the English pod if we can use their classrooms for hair, makeup, and costumes. Now we will never have to worry about ruining teacher classrooms because right behind us, the costumes, props, set building, makeup, stage are available to us. I'm grateful that as a junior and the vice president of drama here in Albany, I will be able to see a new generation of performers next year on the stage. Their first show will be my last. They will always have had the opportunity to perform on the BEAT stage. In a few years, people will have forgotten what it was like in the Little Theater, and I'm excited for that day to come. What does this mean for those of you who aren't involved in the arts here at Albany? Well, this facility, generously funded by Blattner Energy and taxpayer dollars, shows how much the community supports what we do here. By building this theater, and all other parts of the new addition, the district is telling us that the work we put in behind these walls is important. The referendum being passed, how much we as a community want Albany students to succeed and grow bright futures. Thank you for putting your faith in us. Albany Middle School and High School have always strived to be prideful. With the help of the district and all those who have built this theater, we will have new facilities that we can be proud of. Purple Pride is already strong in these walls, and they are brand new. Thank you all, to all voters of the referendum. Without your help, who knows what the future would have been like. Thanks to you, the future is bright here in Albany.
Thank you, Claire. Next, I'd like you to welcome to the podium a member of our high school faculty, teacher and coach, Sonia Hoffarth.
I was on hallway duty a few years ago when business leaders from our community started filtering into our building for a meeting. I didn't know what they were meeting about, but I remember feeling extremely hopeful because when people come together, good things follow. Everyone in that meeting knew what was needed, and they also knew that individually they couldn't do what was needed. They didn't have enough. But when people come together, when a community comes together, look what we can do. Look what we can build. Our young people, our students, are our community's greatest asset, our greatest hope, our future. This community and this school district has always fostered successful learners, and now we are poised to uphold that tradition for years to come. We built opportunities for our young people to discover career path, whether it be in our new Kate edition, learning how to keep our cars on the road, how to build the latest model of efficiency, how to understand agricultural engineering, or in our science classrooms that finally have labs in which our students can discover passions for biotechnology or forensics or sin. Not only have we built opportunities for students to discover how they will be self-sufficient contributing citizens, but we've also built opportunities for students to discover their passions, to discover how they will lead fulfilled lives outside of their careers, whether it be here in this auditorium, or sport next door in the back, or literature in our new media center. Students, this community has come together to invest in you. This community's innate belief in you kiddos, in the success that you will attain, it has manifested itself in even greater opportunities for you. As Robert Frost says, in his poem about the two roads that diverge in the yellow wood. You know that one, right, you guys? Way leads on to way. Our coming together as a community to build a future has set our students on a path where their way will lead them to continue Albany's tradition of excellence. When people come together, look what we can do. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. Our final speaker today will be our school board member, Matt Kreitzer. Please welcome Matt.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with you this afternoon to say a few words on behalf of the Albany Area Schools Board of Directors. I brought something pretty cool, pretty special with me. I brought a little purple pride. I proudly display this sign in my office, largely because Mrs. Kreitzer said it didn't look so good in our living room. We see this message throughout our school, and I think it means something a little bit different to everybody. To me and the entire school board, it's a guiding force as we aim to provide the best opportunities for you, the students. It's teamwork. It's a belief that the students, educators, and volunteers within the school, and together, we can make Albany Area Schools the best place it can be. Purple Pride is through an amazing process that's nearing its conclusion. With the completion of this building, the BEAT, the Blattner Energy Arts Theater. Much of the groundwork was started before some of you were even students at the secondary school. As we recognized the need, we spent hundreds of hours conceptualizing a plan, holding countless public meetings to gather thoughts, opinions, ideas, and support. And Purple Pride got behind this. As we quickly came to the realization that even with the best plan, we could not do this alone. And when we asked for help, hundreds of volunteers spent thousands of hours advocating for this plan, hanging yard signs, marching in parades, writing letters of support, Facebook posts, going door to door, and countless other activities. Purple Pride. And when we went to the voters on August 11th, 2015, where many plans fail or narrowly passed, 81% of voters expressed their belief in you and the opportunities that this amazing facilities project would offer. This level of support does not happen anywhere, and it did, right here at Albany Area Schools. Purple Pride. And probably the most amazing aspect of this process was the generous support of our business partners, many of whom who have joined us here today. In aggregate, over $6 million was donated to make these amazing improvements happen. The Albany Mutual Telephone Commons, the Stearns Bank Cafeteria, the Central Minnesota Credit Union Concession Stand, the Wells Concrete Kate Center, and the Blattner Energy Community Center and Blattner Energy Arts Theater. I invite you, everybody, to please stand up and extend a little purple pride to the generous support from our business partners. Thank you very much. On behalf of the board, it's an honor and a pleasure to serve this amazing district. And wherever life takes you, please use your purple pride to make a difference. Thank you.
Pretty fancy scissor. I want to thank our speakers. I don't know that we could have scripted it any better. The appreciation and words that were shared today were incredible. Thank you. Much appreciated. Now what we'd like, if we could, without anybody stepping into the orchestra pit, we're going to stretch our rib across the stage of the beat, ask our business partners, community leaders to come forward, grab a hold of the ribbon, and we'll ask our board chair, Don Winkles, to take hold of these scissors and officially open our Alban Area School construction project. You wouldn't go one way
and go the other. Broadcasting here on Chasm Radio, 1150 on your AM radio dial at Albany High School in the new Beat Center. The ribbon cutting going on as folks on stage all approaching the edge of the stage and extending a big, shiny purple ribbon, which they will officially, as school board chair Don Winkles will take the big swipe at the ribbon and cut the ribbon and officially do the honors here at Albany High School at 151 in Central Minnesota. We'll send it back to the station here momentarily as things ramp up here at the Beat Center for Travis Rommacher.
We're going to do a little countdown.
And the staff here for helping us out today. As Mr. Johnson and the folks doing a countdown on stage here to do the
help us out with a countdown cutting. From 10, 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Students, staff, thank you for being here today. Guests, we appreciate it. Friends on the stage, if you wouldn't mind sticking around for a little bit, we'll have some treats in the lobby. I wish we had enough for everybody here. My apologies. Thank you for being here today. Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our coverage here on Chasm Radio. We do appreciate the invite by Albany Area Schools to invite us to partake in this day today. And Travis Rommacher, just a few outgoing comments here. Pretty neat to see everything and those people speak about what all went into this process.
Well, you know, and I know everybody that was doing some speaking up there. They're phenomenal speakers, Joe. I couldn't have said it better, and that's coming from me. It's the gratitude of the community. I turned around, I saw students holding up the letters to thank you. Each student had a thank you. And it is just wonderful. The stage is packed with people who care about us. And I couldn't agree more that the community has made the investment in us as students. They gave us the facilities. Now it's our turn to make sure to go through, fill these facilities, get people in these seats, get activities on these stages, get stuff in the courts, get people on the walking track, get tractors built in the Kate. In the science departments, even everything, the community has made the commitment. They've built what we need, and now it's our turn to step up. And I think we're really going to be able to step up and do our part for the community. So it's been a great opportunity. I got some video footage way down in front, so we'll have that on Facebook.
Okay, on Travis Rommacher, very well said here at Albany Area Schools. Exciting to look into the current status of the school and been in the future. That's for sure.
It's exciting, Joe.
For Chasm Radio, we do appreciate the invite by Albany Area Schools to attend and broadcast today's event. For Chasm Radio, for Travis Rommacher, I'm Joe Gill. Kirby and Randy will send it back to Chasm Radio Studios.